Imagine a surgeon scouring the web for how-to videos during a complex procedure. It happens, especially in the ever-evolving world of implantable medical devices. The latest artificial hips or spinal rod systems require dozens of steps and come with hundreds of tools. So the medical device industry is trying out new ways to educate surgeons and their staff. In turn, they hope to boost sales of their newest products. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
J.P. Warner straps on a pair of virtual reality goggles. Instantly, he's immersed in an operating room.
So I mark that. I take a scalpel.
This third-year orthopedic surgical resident at Vanderbilt University is practicing a fairly rare procedure using a special pin to repair the dislocated hip of a child. It's known as a skiffy.
I've seen and operated probably about twice on an actual skiffy.
He grabs specialized tools from a stack of trays laid out on the virtual table. The commands are floating in the replica of an operating room, guiding him from one step to the next. He drills a pilot hole and selects the right size pin to place through the bone. But the angle is a little off. He grouses about his less than perfect score.
I'm not happy with that. I want to do it right now again.
That's why his teacher, John Schoenecker, sees huge educational potential in virtual reality. Vanderbilt and a dozen other institutions around the country are test piloting the virtual reality system.
You want to allow JP to put a pin in that goes across the joint to tell them that was wrong. But if I'm in the operating room, my gosh, I don't want to let him do that.
Virtual reality isn't new to surgical training, but it's been too expensive for most medical schools or big surgical practices to want to pay for. That's what Justin Barad was trying to solve with his company, OsoVR. In the case of this technology, it's paid for by medical device manufacturers who want their products featured in a virtual world. Barad, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says the need is real.
I've been in many of these surgeries myself, and it's pretty similar each time. What happens is, you get stuck pretty quickly, you don't know what to do, or something goes horribly wrong, and you start frantically asking either an assistant to scrub out and Google YouTube videos or instruction manuals, and there's usually a sales rep in the room who's trying to kind of get you through the case and knows how to do it better than you do.
This lack of knowledge about products has developed into a systemic issue because of the sheer number of new medical devices that hit the market each year. And Barad argues many device malfunctions that have been brought to light in recent years are less about the product and more about the performance of the surgeon.
When they do have problems in patients, it's often related to the longer learning curves that were unanticipated, or, you know, that people didn't know how to use them well enough.
Virtual surgery isn't the only innovation trying to address this problem. One company, Sight Medical, cuts deals with device makers to produce step-by-step manuals displayed on giant screens inside the operating room. That way, the company doesn't need a sales rep to be there for support. But Lisa McGifford with the Patient Safety Action Network says the solutions fail to address a deeper problem. Right now, hospitals and surgeons rely heavily on the expertise of device makers, and these innovations wouldn't change that.
It can lead to more dependency on the company for information than even a sales rep might create.
McGifford says medical device companies have been known to downplay flaws in their ever-expanding array of products.
Surgeons might not need all those choices. They need choices that work effectively, and they need choices that are safe for patients.
But device makers live or die based on innovation. And if there are going to be so many new products, training only becomes more important. Tim Maury leads the education division at Johnson & Johnson, one of the largest medical device makers.
Our best customers are ones who are happily using our products, meaning that they're feeling very confident and comfortable with them in their hands.
Maury says with virtual reality, surgeons can safely make mistakes and simply repeat until they get it right. And that, he says, is good for everyone involved. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.